Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous. What a fabulous winter morning this is today.
Oh, yeah. Get over it. Oh, bloody winter. I'm done. Hey, but let's talk winter hearties. And we decided last week we would talk about the good old fish fingers.
Oh, my God. Fish fingers. Yes. Yeah. What a topic.
I know. So, you know, obviously we're not going to talk about restaurants you can go to where you can get your fish fingers. So let's talk about fish fingers, the way to cook them and what they go best with.
Yes, excellent idea. There's so many different ways to cook fish fingers. Like, who knew this, like, little finger could be cooked, like, oven-baked or fried or grilled or even microwaved?
What do you normally do?
I'm an oven baker, for sure.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. But I don't mind them. I do like them in just a wee bit of oil or something, and, yes, you know, in the pan.
It's not a bad idea.
They're quite nice.
Yeah. There's games you can play with fish fingers, too.
What?
Yeah, no, not just eating games, but like fun games.
Tell me more.
Well, do you know the game Jenga?
Oh, that's where you put the pieces of wood on top of
each other.
That's right. And you try and pull them out and not let it all fall over.
Totally. So you can play fish finger Jenga.
Oh, well, see, maybe it's my cooking technique, but mine would be a bit soft. Mine would just break in half when they're not crisp.
You're not cooking them well enough.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you do need to, like, put them in the oven and then fry them off at the end, and then they'll be perfect.
Okay.
Are they a little soggy, are they?
Two steps? No, that's a step too far. I don't eat them much anyway, but my son does. So,
yeah.
And he hasn't complained so far. They haven't killed him, so good luck to him.
Yeah. Keep going then.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you serve yours with? Like, that's the key thing. Because they can't just go on their own. I mean, I guess they could. They could go on their own.
Yeah, they could. My son eats them on their own. But for me, unequivocally, mash.
Yes. Yeah. And so the perfect winter kind of, you know, fish fingers and mash.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind a fish finger sandwich.
Oh, yeah, me
with
too.
Plenty of mayo. And bread.
And I'd have cheese.
Clearly, we're all about the carbs.
Yeah, I know.
And cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Cheese on everything.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, so what about peas?
I don't think I could talk about that this early in the morning. I really can't stand peas.
Really?
You serve them with peas.
And mushy peas.
Oh,
mushy peas are just the best.
Oh, I've never come into your house for fish fingers.
Okay. Anything? Oh, the other one, baked beans.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a breakfast meal.
Doesn't matter. You can eat baked beans any old time.
Well, this is true, I guess. Okay. What about spinach? Because you've got to add some green stuff. So I think, you know, a little bit of spinach.
I do love spinach, but I wouldn't have thought of spinach to have with my fish fingers.
I'm substituting the spinach for the peas because it's the green. Because aren't you talking about, the only reason you put peas on there is because they're green and they add colour.
No, they taste nice. They do. Oh, God.
No, not my cup of tea.
Okay. All right. Well, let me hit you with one.
Okay.
What about fish fingers borta?
Oh, what that?
Borta. B-H-O-R-T-A.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh,
fish finger borta? Is it an English word?
Borta is a traditional Bangladeshi meal. And it has in it the likes of mashed herbs, vegetables or fish, mustard oil, garlic, onions and red chilli peppers. And I saw the lovely Nigella put up a fish finger borta recipe.
Go Nigella. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So you're never too old to learn.
So have you tried to cook it since you've seen Nigella cook it?
Get real, Ree.
All right, send me the recipe. Or you should post the recipe up and we'll have a border off.
Okay, no problem. I will do that.
See if we can beat Nigella.
All right. Let's go to something a little more palatable for most people next week. What about muffins?
Yeah, but Nick, I can tell I'm not here next week. I'm going on a holiday. It's school holidays.
Oh, okay. We'll do that again. So listen, you're off for a few weeks now.
Yes.
But when you come back, let's put muffins on the menu.
Oh, yes. I can talk muffins till the cows come home.
Well, listen, you have a lovely break, school holidays. I know you're moving house as well, which is going very well. No stress whatsoever. Yeah. It's brilliant.
I'm a picture of serenity.
Serenity now! For Seinfeld fans, they will know that one. So listen, all the very best, and we'll catch you in a few weeks.
We'll do. Thanks, Robo.